Now, have you ever had a situation where you really wish you had an additional bathroom? You know, a lot of times you may have, you know, a situation where I just wish I had a bathroom here, but it's really hard to figure out what to do and how you can get that toilet drain in. Well, that's what John Paul is facing right now down in Florida. John Paul, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me, Danny.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. And so I understand that you have a laundry room area. It's adjacent to, I think, the pool area. And how convenient would it be to have a tub or a bathroom facility there? Anytime you have a pool, a lot of times people forget about that. But you're trying to see if you can accomplish that, I understand.
Yeah, so we have the laundry room has an exterior door that leads directly to the pool area.
Mm-hmm.
No other bathrooms in the house had that access. So, you know, wet clothes and swimsuits have to track through the home. So this would be an awesome pool bathroom, but the only problem, no toilet drain. So with my lack of limited plumbing knowledge, the only real solution I can think is adding a toilet drain. But I was thinking maybe there's some sort of, you know, outside-the-box kind of creative way to have a bathroom there without breaking the bank.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the photos now. I appreciate you sending those. I see the washer and dryer, traditional washer and dryer, sitting side by side. So that's taking up approximately 5 foot by 3 foot area. Then you have a little pantry closet there, an overflow pantry, I see. To get a toilet in there, you know, you need about a 3x5 area, so, you know, maybe a tad smaller than that you can get by with. So the first issue would be the space there, because what I'm afraid of is you would have to go with a new configuration on that washer and dryer, somewhat of a stacked washer and dryer that would then create the space that you would need by reconfiguring the closet to create the space for the toilet room or the water closet. Does that make sense what I'm saying there?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right, so if you're willing to do that, which I'll have to say would be a pretty significant investment, because, boy, they're sure proud of those stacked washer and dryers. The great space savers, very convenient, use them a lot in condos and closed-in areas, but they are fairly expensive. But, of course, you can sell these units for a little bit of money as well. But then the only way – now there's – And Joe, you can chime in on this in just a second. I know in basement situations, there's certain types of toilets that will, work on the gravity situation. You know,
it
has a pump in them. But the only way I know here to do it in a traditional sense that you can protect your investment is really to jackhammer out that floor. But so the key then is right outside this door. I assume there's concrete that leads right up to your swimming pool?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the problem, is that you've got to get that. They'll probably require a 4-inch line that's trenched. You'll have to go down about 16 inches in the area where your toilet's going to go, and then trench that all the way out through your footing. And then the challenge then will be, once you get outside, the closest direction to your sewer line. Do you have a septic tank or do you have city sewage?
City sewage.
Okay. So that means you're most likely going to be having to go all the way around the house. That's where it starts getting to be very cost prohibitive. Joe, any thoughts that you'd have beyond that?
Yeah, this is a bit of a challenge, John Paul. Is there another bathroom relatively close by to where this is? I mean, I guess there isn't, otherwise you wouldn't need one. But is there some way to tap into an existing drain line? I don't know if you probably couldn't use the washer drain line, but because I assume you're on a slab, as Danny said, you have to chop up a lot of concrete to run this line.
Unfortunately, it's not close to any other bathroom. It is adjacent on the other side of the laundry room. There's another door that leads into the kitchen. So it is close to the kitchen, but no other bathroom.
Yeah. The toilet Danny was mentioning that they sell for basement bathrooms, it's built up on a little bit of a platform, for lack of a better
word. Like a throne. It's on a throne.
They're all thrones.
Yeah.
But this one's built up on a little pedestal, and there's a pump underneath it. And because, obviously, if you're in the basement, you have to pump the waste up to get to the drain line ordinarily. Now, I don't know how that would help you, but that's another option. But if you don't have the space for the toilet, then it doesn't matter what, I mean, unless you use a composting toilet, which I don't know if you'd even consider that, but you know, which doesn't need any hookup at all, then you know, I'm not sure what your option would be that you'd actually have room. You'd have to sacrifice that pantry area, and maybe you can squeeze in a little you know, composting toilet.
I'll tell you what I would
be the cheapest way.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I would probably try there, just so that you're making sure that you exhaust all easier ways of doing it. I would call one of your local plumbing supply places and say, "Hey, look, I'm looking for a plumbing contractor that does a lot of remodeling work." They'll be able to recommend someone that traditionally does a lot of residential remodeling. I would get them out there. Those guys are pretty innovative, and they may be able to look at a certain way of doing things. You might even be able to go out through your pool and turn and then cover that area with a little bit of like a brick roll-lock to make it a decorative thing. But it's all about the drain. Water lines, easy to get to. You can get those through your washer and dryer area, but that drain line will be the key thing. That's what I would do. I would try to get a pro out there and see if they can recommend something on site there.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, our pleasure. Thank you a lot. That's one of those challenges a lot of people have, but I tell you, you cannot put a 2-inch line. You can't tie into an existing drain. There's just about no way to do it other than doing that with the jackhammer. A lot of times it seems, you know, like a lot of work, and it is a fair amount of work, but if you cut a 12-inch slot with a rent a saw, cut the slot, then take that jackhammer, it takes a good long day, but you can get it all out of the way, and you're laying that plumbing. But very important thing to have a professional do that.
At this point, John Paul might be thinking, maybe I don't need a toilet.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too. I think you just said, kids, wipe your feet and go to the other bathroom there.